In the parasha in Chayesor, in the parasha that starts with looking for the shidduch, so the hakdom is Avram zokim bo vayomim, b'Hashem beirch Avram b'koil. That's kilu the hakdama, that because Avram is zokin, he started looking for a shidduch. He's like, if not now, then when? The Gemara says that the first time Zikna is mentioned is over here by Avram. There was no Zikna until Avram came into the world. So, and it says he was a spell for it. Very strange Lashon. It says that people didn't know who was Avram, who was Yitzchak, and he was a spell for Zikna. And Memela, they knew who was older and who was younger. So he once spoke about this Barichus, about the Inyan of Zikna. I want to try to look at it a little bit from a different point, understand another, a different angle in the Maila Zikna. On the face of it, Lechura Zikna is a chisaron. The person loses, because it's not as if you make two people. I mean, let's say we take the Gemara Kipshuta. So if the distinction would be a distinction that didn't make a difference, so I understand. But Zikna is a general wearing down of the body. So is it important, is it so important to know who you're talking to that the only simon is to destroy one of the two bodies? So it's kind of strange. I want to start though with a Tanchuma. It says, Baruch Hinafshes Hashem. Vavram Zokin, Zeshom HaKosev Baruch Hinafshes Hashem. And it brings the Chazal, Maro David Levar Kadosh Baruch Hu Benefesh. Why does it say Baruch Hinafshes Hashem? Because the Nefesh and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are very similar to each other. So Baruch Hinafshes Hashem means that the Nefesh, because it mirrors and is so parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Nefesh is the most appropriate chelek of the person to be Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it says, Mao Hashem Alekai Gedaltem Oid. It says in Pasuk Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem Alekai Gedaltem Oid. You were very big before you created the world. When did you become even bigger? That's very strange. What does that mean? Hashem became bigger when he created the world. I mean, it's in the definition of creating means the whole world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol is. Wasn't it HaKadosh Baruch Hu became greater? He was great until then, and he's Gadalta. Then he says, Melech Bas Vedom, Sur Ikunin Shaloi Ala Tavla. When you paint a picture of a Melech Bas Vedom on a board, HaTavla G'dayla Mitzirasa, the board is always greater than the Tzura. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Godol V'Ikunin Shaloi G'dayla Mikadol Kula. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger and greater than the whole world. L'chur, this is also obvious, because anything that's created is of someone, not all of someone. I mean, even let's say a bus of a dumb. So if I try to get a measure of a person and I take one of the items or the elements the person did, I'll never have the measure of the person, because this is one aspect of what the person did. It's a circle within a circle. So I pick a story to tell about somebody's great chesed. So obviously this story is not quite the whole person. So what's the maila here with Tsar Ukunish Lala Tavla, Hatavla Gdola Mitsurosai? That's automatic. If the world is created and you're trying to paint the picture in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tavla will the tzur will always be bigger than the tavla. It's almost by definition like that. And what are we referring to Bechlal? Then and it goes on and on over here. He speaks about different Chalkei Abriya, each one where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different Chalkei Abriya and so on. And then it says it goes through many, many things. It finishes off at the end. It says like this. Hoyd v'hoda lavashta. This is going on the pasuk. Dov'acha hoyd v'hoda lavashta. Mehoydcha v'adorcha hilbashta l'roisha shel Avram. Shenasatu le'hadra zikna. Shnev Avram zakin. from the Hoyden Hodder that you possess, you endowed Avram, you gave him the Hadra Sikna, which again is baffling, because if Zikna is a certain wearing down, wearing away of the guf, then what does it mean from the Hodder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave him the Hadra Zikna? It's not a hadra. So yes, zikna. If zikna is chachma, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the zikna of kipshuta. So how is that the hoyden hadra kadosh baruch hu? You endowed man some of your hoyden hadra. Very baffling medrash over here. Okay, so let's try a little bit to understand the musig over here of. What's the what are we talking about? The kunin, the tavla, the ziv that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and so on. And in a certain sense, Avram being miyased this, one would is the reason why one needs to associate this midah with Avram Dafka. It could be any big person, any tzaddik, any chacham. I mean, it's not dafka, is something which I could think noyach and shem also. Somebody wants to speak to noyach and he mixed him up with shem. So it was, you know, it was the same thing. What's the difference? Okay, so let's want to use an akuda. I saw the Rabbi Dalia Shor says this. And it's a deep nekuda in over here. He says like this: we're talking. Certainly, there's no talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu klapi the world. There's no shaychus, and to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bigger than the tavla as some sort of chiddush is absurd. Because if the tavla is my creation, that's not pshat. It means something else. There is, we've mentioned many times, he doesn't say this, but we've mentioned many times, the pshat brought by Kadmonim, that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria is to be megala the ein sof within gvul. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was infinite, but when you have the infinite being misgala through something finite, that's a much greater gilui. In other words, the ultimate gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unrestricted powers is that he can be megala his unrestricted self kaviyachol from within a restricted framework. So the world is a world that is that has a gvul, it has a gedder. Within that gedder, within that gvul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and that is something that is greater than that which encompasses it. So we have a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from within a framework. It's not the pshat that you're looking at the tavla and you're asking yourself, is the person who made the tavla bigger than the tavla? We're looking at the tzura that comes from within the tavla is greater than the tavla. That which is, so the picture that you draw on the tavla of the ikunin is bigger than the tavla. So we're not talking about Rav Kaviyokha Sha'atzma, there's Ein Seif, and we have no Sheikhistit, we don't talk about it, we're not Medama. We're talking within the circle that we call the Bria. Within that, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyokha, there's a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Gilui overflows and is bigger than that. Chazal have a description of that. And Chazal say that there's a... there are many instances where the miyut is machzik as a merubah, where a small area is able to hold a lot. Oim the Sufim Shlach Havachin is obviously a famous one. It says when he took, when they stood between the Badei Ha'aron, all of Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them around, it says the Makom was like a Kivra Ketana, and everybody was standing there. A whole bunch of places where Mitzas Rube, and Chazal say that we know, or we you should know, that wherever you have a miyut masas ruba, be yadua sheshchina shayer biYisrael, that you should know that shchina shayer biYisrael. So shchina means hashruas hashchina from within the bria is always a pchina of miyut masas ruba. It's always where the content is bigger and exceeds and overflows the container. That's that is Shechina, and cases that Shechina was showing Klal Yisrael usually expressed themselves, usually presented themselves in a way where there was a Miat Marsan Ruba. That's the Chazal and it stems. Avodas HaKadosh brings from a Kadmon this Pshat that this was the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to be Megala, that within Gvul, the Biltibal Gvul can also be Misgala. So within boundaries, that which is beyond boundaries can also be. It's the ultimate Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof. That's more or less the Taik of HaTavar. Al Kaponim, the Baruch Hinasas Hashem, Hashem Lekai Gadalta Me'oid. Until the world was created, we could only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Gadol. His Gadalta means to become bigger than, to become bigger. That Yilui is Shaykh only ba'olamai. Because in becoming bigger than the olamai is something that is a Gilui of where the Teichin is bigger than the outside. So the Pshat Nechazal here is there's a certain midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of overflowing. That's called his Gadalta. That's Shaykh Dafke from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. He created a place that is circumscribed. It has boundaries. And the boundlessness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu overflows the boundaries, that's within the world. That's the Baruch Hinafses Hashem. A dogma to that is the Neshama to the Guf. That's Baruch Hinafses Hashem. In other words, this is all something that the Neshama is saying. Is the Neshama in the Guf is being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because just like the Neshama is beyond the Guf, more, so too it's Makir. That Shechina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Megala himself from within the Bria to be much greater than the Bria. That's the Pshat in the beginning of Chazal. That's the Pshat, he says, Rabbi says, and just bringing the Tzushla Barak upon him, that's the Nekuda. In Suras Adam, we have the Nefesh and the Guf. The Nefesh is certainly bigger than the Guf. The mashal, and I want to use a mashal in a very practical way. When a person does nice things, wonderful things, good things, fine things, I don't see that my nefesh is bigger than my guf. When a person is moisa nefesh, like I spoke last week, when a person is willing to go to Akeda, that's where the nefesh overflows the guf. It's ke'ilu, something is bigger than my physical existence. I'm expressing, I'm doing something that is shayach to a metzias that is bigger than my guf. It transcends my guf, it's not my guf. In another framework, it's also true. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person to live in four dimensions. In other words, the experiences that a person has, what he's learned, what he's gone through, can and should become part of a person. That's what we spoke about last time, many years ago, about the having the person Boba Yomim. The Sfarim will say he brought his days with him. He adds all of his experiences. I want to be madgish now, different akuda. The person is bigger because the nefesh grows as the person becomes older. In other words, a person starts out when he's a baby, so his guf is the whole person. It's kol kuloi tofus with inyanim gufnim. Wants to eat, it wants to drink, it wants to cuddle, whatever it is. Slowly, and the nekuda of a likus, the nefesh, is very hidden in the child. Slowly, there is a growing and a steiging where the nefesh begins to overwhelm the guf. And b'meila in Tzuras Adam, you have a parallel of gedalta me'oid, as more and more of the nefesh comes out. It comes to a point where it outshines, where it becomes greater than a guf, and that's parallel to this mahalach. The Maral says in many places, and the Maral speaks about the union of zikna, why it's a maila in terms of chachma. In Chazal call, you know, the stam in halacha, the zikna zeshekana chachma. The zkenim are always the nechbadim. We use the term zikna for that. So the chachma that a person accumulates through zikna is, so the Maral says, it's not two things that are incidental to each other. Being a bal chomer itself is something that the person is, it cramps the chachma in. A person whose mind and heart is taken up with chumrius, whether it's physical things, whether it's emotional things, but it's not shaykh to ruchnius. The ruchnius is very cramped and doesn't really, it's compressed. As a person's guf wears down and he's less and less asuk, he has less taiva, less needs, and so on, the more it's possible for the neshama to be mizbalit, for the neshama to stand out. He writes, obviously, if somebody is so old where the not functioning of the body begins to share the das and seichel, yes, at some point it's not shaykh to hold on this world with das and seichel. But in the process of a person being able to hold on to in being able to have a stronger dagish in seich and das, zikna, it's the wearing down of the body that is exactly the reason for the development and the growth of the seichel. They go hand in hand. Avraham Avinu, and this is, it says it in Chazal in different variations. In the Gemara, it says that they wanted to talk to Avram. They spoke to Yitzhak, they spoke to Avram. Other places, it says, here it says that they don't know who to be mechabit. So we give it, we want to be able to mechabit the skenim. So we asked for zikna. In other words, the overflowing of the nefesh, the growth of the nefesh, that's something that Avram Avinu wanted at all costs, that it should become part of the metzias of the world. He wanted it to be something that people would understand it. The hadar means it's where there's a tangible sense that there's something bigger. A person who's a bal hoid and a bal hadar, I have a sense that there's so much more to him than just his guf. There's a sense of the nefesh being bigger than the guf, overwhelming the guf. That's what Avraham Avinu wanted to bring into the Bria. And b'meila, he asked for zikna. There's a Gemara that says, the Gemara speaks about Lassad Lavoi, Akash Baruch is going to come to the Ovis, and he's going to tell the obvious that your children sinned. Avram is going to say to Michala them, Yaakov is going to say that, Yitzchak is the one who's going to stand for them, and so on. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Lo taima v'saba v'eitza b'dardiki. Old people don't have tam, in other words, unreasonable, just used a very simple pshat of it, and young people are not wise. Yitzchok, who's the middle, that's perfect. That's the Lashon Chazal. I want to be omer a little bit on what does it mean, like time of v'savet. Old people don't have time. I'd like to teach it kipshutoi. Timeim, reasons, are shayach to world of gvul and guf. So the marshal, if somebody who's a neophyte in any type of undertaking, profession, business, whatever, he has to think everything out. Okay, I'm asked to do this and this. Let me try to figure it out. I know this cloud, I know this cloud. Does it work? Does it not work? I use the knowledge I have. I process it, and then I come up with a tshuva. An old person who has tens of years of experience and he's been through it hundreds of times, mm-hmm. He just snaps off the answer on the spot and says, this is what we should do. And he has a hard time even going through the thinking process. He feels the metzias as such. In other words, the type of tfisa and havana of skenim and the arim is different. The young person needs tam, he needs reasoning. The old person doesn't need it. So lo taima v'savi means the mahalach of reasoning doesn't exist by savi because they have a different klita. So just like our guf works with quantified steps, do this, don't do that, do the other thing. Neshama nefesh overwhelms it, is of a different type. It has an instinctive sense of right and wrong. That's why savi don't have that. Sakapanim. So Avraham Avinu is the Zakin. He brought Zikna into the world, and the world of Zikna means that it's a gilui in a person's own tzura, in a person's own metzias, that the content becomes bigger than the container, and that's what Avraham Avinu brought into the world. It's a mirrors HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gedalta Moed, the Mida where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala from within the Bria much more than is there, and so on. I want to understand now Zikna in two more contexts. One is the word Zikna is the word Zakin and Zakan, meaning old man, and a beard is the same. So the obvious pshat is the place where it's nicker most in a person's tzura. How old he is the color of the beard. That's, we always talk about a white bearded person, black bearded person. We always talk about it and such. And so even though the hair is also some indication, but under pshat, it's not wrong to say that the words zokin and zakan are similar, the same letters, because it's the same. But there's another connection here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a framework of midas that he runs the world with. And there's a midas adin, a midas amishpat, and there's a structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to present his interaction in the world with that structure. Then there are midas, and we spoke about Yud Gimel midas, that transcend that. They overwhelm that. The Lashon in the Sfarim is, and the Kadmonim is, these are called the Midas associated Kabayoch with the beard. Just like there's a whole, just like all of Anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu are associated with different parts of a human guf. We use the muscle of the person as different Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad Hashem, Charoin Af, and Eini Hashem, so on. There is Pasuk Daniel that speaks about kaviyochel, a mashal of a beard, of a white beard. That's a mashal, the Kadmonim taught us, for those midas that transcend hanhagas. The pastor, I guess the dogma is because the beard is also, it's kilu, it's the person's face is where you interact with people. The beard sort of is something that transcends it, goes beyond it, whatever it is. But the zaken of the zakan of a beard represents hanhagis that overflow the framework that has been set in place. So there's a framework to deal with people, midas hamishpat, with all of its nuances and all its halachas, and then that which goes beyond it is associated with zaken, zakan, not beer, not age, but that. But it's the same. It's coming from the same nekudah, same shayrish. But there's one more place that's nagia to hear that we have it. There's another area that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria, an association of two things that that the chura don't have any reason to be shocked to each other. The koyach hoylada of a person and the zakan of a person, the beard and the koyach hoylada halachically have been, and biologically have been placed together. So there's Zaken Elyon, Zaken Tachten, but both of them are called Zakan. In other words, the same type of Inyan that we call the Zaken, a Zakan, we have now on a person's guf, and that is associated with the ability to have children. A Saris doesn't have an V'cholu. So if we ask ourselves, where in a person do you have a physical demonstration of a miyut machzis meruba? It would be in the koyach hoylada, the fact that a small person can contain within himself millions of people to come. That's incredible. That is part of that koyach of gedalta ma'id. If a person's hoyladas are just kind of spin-offs, they don't have any pnimistic shaykhis, then they just megala on the guf. All the megala is that there are cells in the body that that they can create more people and so on. They're in a sense incidentally almost to the person. It's like I would have done some pu'ula and I make many things. I can build buildings much bigger than myself, so I can also make children that are more than myself. But when a person is noitea something bipnimius, a person gives an neshama, and that the teichen that I placed becomes an esraba and becomes an uma. Lemana sheyitzave bona vachrov, the fact that Avraham Avinu's mohus becomes an uma. That's a gilui of Nisgadalto. Avraham Avinu is the Av of the world. He's the Av of Klal Yisrael. He's the Sheresh of Avhus in Klal Yisrael. The Ye Bracha of Avraham Avinu is that every that the Teichen of Avraham Avinu became Nisgadel. With every single nefesh and shamas and Klal Yisrael, another chelik is nisgala. And it's not incidental. It's not like we said I could build buildings. No one. It's not a kasha that I build a building that's 100 times bigger than me. It's not a kasha that I build many buildings. But what it is the person being able to take his teichen and whatever I think and understand and know and acknowledge. And so on, it going to Deiris and Deiris, it becomes Nisgadol Nisrabe. That's the extraordinary koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in us to mirror, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world was Nisgadol and Nisrabe in this world. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gedalta Me'oid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became greater, Kaviyachol, meaning that from within the framework he became greater, so too the Teichen of Avraham Avinu is Nisgadol and Nisrabe through this. That is the Avraham Zokim Yomim. That's why it's the Hakdama for looking for Shidduch for Yitzchak. When Avraham's Metzias was Oimid and was Nisgadol, and it became bigger. When Zikna crept up, the focus became on making sure that there's Avos and Bonim and Bonim and Avos and so on. We spoke last week about Inyan of Akeda and Mesiras Nefesh. Let's understand Mitzad Chiyus, Mitzad what a person is supposed to do, Mitzad a person when he's living and so on. There's a dogish in yeshivas. The chinuch of the yeshivas, we'll talk about steiging. We always talk about steiging, and so the first assumption when a bocha comes into a yeshiva, the framework, and say, okay, you have to steig, means you're a C minus student, and get you to an A plus. You know a half a mesechta, get you to know many mesechtas. It's simply, the word steiging is simply an acknowledgement of lack and sort of achievement. That's what we're going from lacking something to getting it. Just like a person goes to university, if a person is going for a degree, he starts out not knowing any material, he ends up knowing the material, and that's it. But that's not what the concept of steiging as a yisoid of chinuch was. The yisoid of chinuch was a person starts out, and this is why a lot of the tzura of the learning, the way we learn, what we learn, is become a mainstay of it. A person's natural havana is very physical, very balbatish, very simple. And we're dealing with things and objects, just making sure that all the things and objects stay in the right place. That's the initial understanding of it. To start understanding that there's a teichen in it, to start understanding the lumdus is the principle that supersedes the specific halacha. Bemis, and if you think about it, that's the way in which Chazal taught us. Mishnayos are cases. Almost always, the Mishnah is a case. And the case is one particular case. One particular ox decided to gore another particular ox. And that's it. And the halacha is this or that. But within the two oxen that gored, there are principles, and there's understandings, and so on. And be'etzem, we draw out from this a lot more than is there. It's the whole tzura of Mishnah Gemara is that from a case in the Mishnah we draw out a lot more. We have one small Mishnah, five lines, and 50 blot of Gemara to draw out the halachas that are gonas and tomen in this Mishnah. It's true in so when a person is learning, there's a certain perspective that the learning needs to grow. If the core gili of HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria is skadaltamoid, then the core learning is also to understand more what's in halacha. A person learns Divrei Chazal in Medrashim, in Agadita. So there's a story, nice story with nice Musa Haskel, and that's fine. But Chazal put a lot more teichen in Agadita than they did in halacha. Halacha deals with this world, and even the content has a certain limit to it. Agadita is shem teich shatelimer agadata makirs misham vayolam. Misham vayolam is bleak vul. So from within a story, the person is makir more and more, and the person needs to understand that that's ultimately the tachlis of his learning. If he's satisfied with what's in front of him, then that's it. It's Baxter, that's all there is. But that wasn't the tachlis. Baruch Hinafsis Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world so that from within the Tavla, the Ikunin would overflow. From within the Gvul, it would become Bilti Gvul. That happens when a person learns, a person understands. When a person also focuses on himself, and he understands we start out as being physical beings. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. That's our initial. And we work. But life is a process of a person becoming bigger than himself. Chazanish used to say the definition of an Adam Gadol is a person who's bigger than himself. A person that can look and beyond his self. And that's something that it's an extraordinary switch when that happens. The teva of the person is to look through his own eyes and not to be makir or anything else. Well, that's why I see it, and that's what it is. And that's what, you know, and a person has his negias, his taivas, his whatever baggage every person comes with, that's what he is. And the person's nefesh is locked into that. That's a small person. He's smaller than the tavla. A big person says, you know, I understand that this is driving me, and that's driving me, and this is pulling me back, and this is pushing me the wrong direction, this is doing this. The first step is understanding that. If a person understands that, then the person is already a bigger person. We saw last night, Revolba has he speaks about self-awareness, and he says there was a person in Germany that was found, you know, some depraved parents had raised him in a basement all of his life. He'd never seen the outside. And then they finally found him, they released him. He said he never was a member of the outside world until he actually went there. As long as he was locked into his basement, there was no world. That was the world. It's just like telling us there's 10 billion years of galaxy, light years of galaxies around us. It doesn't mean anything. We're part of our Dalamas. A Reimus Rucha person means that a person understands the world is much bigger than his self. The person is able to transcend self. It doesn't mean we could go beyond our negias, but just the awareness of it, understanding what that Chaya Ruach means that. So Avram Avinu was Netan Kal Yisrael, the Yisoid. His final Yerusha was Zikna, the understanding that a person's Metzias has a content that the Tachlis is the content become bigger than the container. It says in Chazal that Zikna Meratzim Kozach Askina Daitel Mitarefes. They become, their das becomes weaker, Zikna Chamechomim becomes greater. What it means is in the Tfisa of an Amaretz, where everything is what fits into the box with the Taimim, so as the box becomes weaker, that understanding becomes weaker. The person whose Tfisa is greater than the box, whose Tfisa is bigger, so Zikna enhances that. So if we ask ourselves the goal of a person's Avoid and Ruchnis, whether it's the learning in Halacha, whether it's the learning Agada, whether it's interacting with the world in every way, is that the person become bigger than himself. It's possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the person parallel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is Kaviyochel, the Nefesh and the Adam. It's Baruch Hinafshes Hashem, the Nefesh is parallel. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within this world, but he overwhelms the world. He's bigger than the world. And a person is makir that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs to understand about himself that a person's nefesh is bigger than himself. When we start out the process, it's not like that. It's locked in very tightly because the guf is strong and the nefesh is weak, and b'meila, it's not possible. But when a person steiging and growing means that the person's guf loses its grip and the person's nefesh begins overflowing, and that the hoid and hoder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed a person, endowed humanity with, is that hoid and hoder where the teichen, where the nefesh overflows the constraints of the guf. Shabbos. In Tanchuma Gimel, I think. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.